Today's episode is a life lesson series episode, so massive trigger warning for abuse, sexual abuse, childhood abuse, all the trigger warnings. If you've been here for a while, you remember these episodes. It's where I share a lot of my story. If it's your first time listening, just do so with caution. Look after yourself. You can totally skip this episode if this is not the vibe for you, but I wanted to let you know that that's what the life lessons episodes are about. I'm going deep into my story, sharing a lot about what I go through and what I've been through in order to, of course, as always, support you in your journey. All right, let's get on with today's episode.
Hola, hola. It's your girl, Erica from America. Welcome to the Confidence Chronicles podcast. This podcast is all about helping you stand in who you are. Stop giving a fuck what people think about you. Start standing as your fully expressed self. As you are, queen, as is, there is no filter needed. You are fucking awesome. And I am here to remind you, I'm a confidence coach, a business mentor, a speaker, an author, and I am obsessed with women standing up, showing up, and creating their confidence. And I cannot wait to dig into today's episode with you.
Love and welcome to the podcast. So it's been a minute that I haven't done a life lessons series episode. If you're new here, you can go back through and literally type LLS, life lessons series, and you can go through some of the old episodes, trigger warning, emotional warning, lots of heaviness in these episodes. These were really the episodes back in the day when I started podcasting where I thought I could share my story. I thought this is the only place where I can really share the depth of the crazy stuff that's happened in my life. And I didn't have a book when I started the podcast. I never thought I could ever write my story down. I wanted to share it because I knew it could impact people. But to be honest, I was like, it's too big. There's too many stories within my story. There's chapters. It feels like a fiction story, movie, crazy stuff. And so as I started remembering stories and as I started to feel comfortable on my podcast platform back when I started in 2018, I started to share some of these stories. One of my life lesson series was about losing my husband and how difficult that was. That was one of the hardest episodes I've ever recorded in my life to this day. I can't go back and listen to it. Like, I listen to some of my episodes sometimes, but I could not. I don't know if I can go back and listen to the episode about Gio. So I will link some of the life lesson series. Maybe I'll do a playlist, actually. So if you want to run through them, you can. But they're heavy. I'm discussing things like sexual abuse. I'm discussing things like horrible and hard relationships, mental health, growing up with a bipolar mom, and obviously grief when I lost my husband to a really terrible car accident. And this episode, I wanted to let you in on something. Those of you that have been rocking with me since the beginning are going to be like, whoa, what? So about 2 months ago now, I want to almost say 3 months, I got a very interesting email. And I didn't get the email. My team got the email. So I have a team email that, you know, it's usually everywhere. It's not hard to find our, you know, support email. And my team member did not want to come at me with this information. So she did it in a very loving way at an appropriate time. But I don't know that she knew how I was going to handle it. So long story short, let me give you a little bit of backstory. I was sexually abused as a child multiple times, and I grew up in foster care. So my mom is bipolar, really struggled mentally to raise me. My dad left when I was 2. So she was a single mother battling mental illness, battling foster care and the Department of Social Services and school systems and raising me on her own and dealing with her medication and lack of medication and doctor's appointments and all the things. It was heavy for her, I can imagine. I have an amazing husband who many of you know, Hamish, shout out to you, who is an incredible father, an amazing partner, business partner, life partner, so supportive. I cannot imagine mothering on my own. And that's why I say it as much as I can. Shout out to single mothers. Shout out to single parents. It is such a juggle that is, nobody gets it. I don't get it. I was a single parent, a single mother child but I have not been a single mother, and I can't imagine how hard it was for my mom. That said, it was also hard to be a little girl in that house. It was hard to be a child. It was hard to, I don't feel like I had a childhood. I watch my kids who are 10 and 8, and I'm like, they're kids. They are literally little boys, and I didn't get to have that. And so I'm so grateful that I get to witness my boys have a childhood. But bringing you back to the story, all the sexual abuse, all the terrible stuff that happened, I openly talk about my life. I openly share. I call it getting metaphorically naked. I get metaphorically naked on the internet and share with my audience the things that I've been through. I share the hardship. I share the difficulty. I share the brokenness. I share the lack. I share not having money, the scarcity, the fear, the sadness of losing my husband, and still the hardest thing that's ever happened to me. I share all of it because I know I'm not the only one that goes through this. I know that you will go through this if you haven't already. I know that this is on the cards for every human. And I know that most of us don't normalize it. Society doesn't normalize it. And so we're meant to feel weird or bad or shameful or hidden about our past. And I refuse to let my past dictate my future. I refuse to let the things that happened to me be the reason why I cannot create the life, the dreams, the vision, the business, the money, the success, the family, the parenting, the everything, the impact that I came here to make. My past does not break me. It makes me who I am. And I think each of us have the opportunity to claim that when we're willing to face it, to heal it, to process it, and to do the work. I didn't know what doing the work, air quotes, meant my whole life. I had to learn. I had to learn through relationships. I had to learn through difficult things. I had to learn through investing a lot of money on credit cards, going into debt, which I would do again, by the way, because it literally made me who I am. The work that I do internally, the crying, the shedding, the tears, the shifting, the looking at my darkness, the peeling back the layers, the pulling up of the carpet where we are told to sweep all our shit under there, the pulling up of that and facing and cleaning and clearing all of that is the reason why I have the business and the impact and all the things I have now. And I'm so grateful for the hardship. However, I feel, and I say this on stage, my life is boring now. Nothing crazy happens. My life is boring. Obviously, it's not boring, but it's like beautiful. I got an amazing husband who treats me like a queen and is incredible and communicates and does his inner work and is into shamanism and into breath work and into healing and loves yoga, meditation, is doing his inner work, loves analytical study, is amazing at operations, frameworks, and systems. I literally hit the jackpot, and he's hot, okay? And he's an amazing dad. And he's my best friend. My kids are incredible. We don't have drama. I barely drink alcohol anymore. And if I do, it's a spicy margarita and we're out Latin dancing and I'm having the time of my life, right? Like, I don't have issues with alcohol anymore, which is makes me emotional because I've had issues with alcohol my whole life. And if you've been rocking with me on the podcast, you remember, okay? I'm pretty sure there was a life lesson series about toxic and alcohol and all of that jazz. So I'm doing therapy. I'm in therapy myself. I've got beautiful friends, a very small circle, smaller than it's ever been, but the right people are in it. I look after myself. I exercise. I eat well. I love my life. I love what I get to do. And I say that's boring, meaning it ain't dramatic. There's no Jerry Springer shit happening in my house or my life. I don't have Jerry Springer friends. I don't have any dramatic. I don't watch reality TV. I don't live in reality TV. My life is boring, you know, per se, regarding how my past was or in comparison to how my past was. However, if you've followed along, you know that every time I go back to America, there's some kind of crazy healing journey. Every time, there's always something for me, put it that way. There's always something waiting to hit me, to come forward, some surprise. I recently was in the Diddy documentary, had no idea I was in it. I'm just interviewing some guy that worked for Diddy who I didn't even know who the hell he was. And everyone's messaging me from my past. Is that you? Is that you? Are you in the Diddy documentary? All this crazy stuff. So like my husband always looks at me like, oh my God, your life has just been a roller coaster. And it has been. But now it's calm. And when I say calm, 58 flights last year, 46 speaking engagements calm, okay? Like it's exciting, fun stuff, but not dramatic, crazy, you know, toxic things, which it's been my whole life. However, 3 months ago, I'm in the kitchen. I've got my laptop and Nina says, hey, I got an email for you. And I'm like, huh? And I go to the email inbox and I read it. And it was basically an email from a biological child who lived in the foster home that I was in. And I'm not going to say his name, but this man was the guy that sexually abused me, my first sexual abuse experience. He was 16 or 17. I was 5 years old. And it was my first sexual abuse, first of many, but it was the first one. So I vividly, vividly remember her, Erica, at that age. I vividly remember the experience. I vividly remember how much therapy, healing, cleansing, inner child, internal family systems therapy I have done with that version of me, intimately remember. So I'm reading the email. And now this 17-year-old or 16-year-old is a man. Must be 60s, 50s, maybe 50. I'm 42. I'm not good at math. I'm 42. So it must be 55, 60 close. And is like, I'm just reaching out. I hope she's well. My mom and dad had a foster care. There was about 100 kids that came through it. And we remember Erica. We always talk about her and think about her. Wonder how she is. Wishing you all the best. Blah, blah, blah. And I think I'm so like, I'm good, you guys. Like, I'm good. I got this. I'm doing my work. I got my life. I'm strong as hell. Shit has not killed me. I should be dead. Homeless, addicted to drugs, on the streets, in jail. I'm not. I have overcome. I am resilient. To me, I am an example of resilience. Nothing's going to stop me. So I took it in at my kitchen table unexpectedly. And it wasn't Nina's fault because it was a good time to show me, but unexpectedly as hell. And I'm reading it and I'm like, whoa. Like so-and-so? Whoa. Because I know the name and I remember the name. And I'm like, whoa. And she's like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, whoa, what the, what? How, what? Like, I don't know how to think. And it was 2025, last year. And if you don't know, it was my biggest year. 2024 was my biggest year. 2025, my biggest year. The nervous system was going. My energy was, 2025 was buzzing fast. Ain't no time for nothing. Boom, 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 fast, fast, fast. Let's go. I take it in. I'm at the kitchen table. I'm in the middle of doing something. I'm like, and my husband comes into the kitchen. And he was in the room and he's like, and I don't know if I showed him or Nina showed him. And he was just like, fuck, what? And then that was it. We start working and out of nowhere, I burst into tears like 10 minutes later. Like burst into tears 10 minutes later. And then Hamish hugs me. He's holding me. Nina's like, are you all right? I'm so sorry. Hugging me. What do you want me to do? Didn't forward me the email. And I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Like, I just felt like, what? Huh? What do I do with that? What? And I've talked to my therapist about it, and I'm talking to you now, and I'm still like, what? Because I can't say that it re-traumatizes me, because I have went back to five-year-old Erica so much. I always go back to her, in her closet, hiding with Lisa the bear, feeling shameful, feeling scared, feeling like she was bad. She did something bad. She has to hide because that's what happened to me in that time I lived at that house. From that moment, I was sexualized. I remember being sexual. I remember being a sexual child and being sexualized. And I didn't gather that it was from that moment. But obviously in adulthood, I'm now like, was I always going to be that kind of person? Or was I kind of turned out at that age? Was I groomed? Was I pointed towards? Was I encouraged? Was I taught? Yeah. So I don't know why I burst into tears 10 minutes later. It was like my system had a minute to take it in and be like, what the fuck? First of all, well, how did you find me? And I know I'm a public figure and all that, but like, how did you find me? Second of all, why are you writing like it's all good? Third of all, do you remember? Fourth of all, do you remember and you're trying to pretend you don't remember? Are you trying to get in contact so I can forgive you? Are you even aware that you did it? Do you remember? Oh, there were so many questions. And I spoke to my therapist and she was like, it doesn't matter. You don't owe him an answer. You don't owe him a conversation. You don't owe him the opportunity to say sorry if that's what he wants. You don't owe him nothing. You actually could just delete that email. But it still rocks you. And this is for anyone who's experienced something like this. And I know there's someone out there and my need to want to do this. And I could have done this 2 months ago, but it's happening now. The other crazy thing is I had another person from the family who I briefly remember reach out, I want to say like 5 or 6 days after on Instagram, say the same thing. Hey, I'm so-and-so, part of this family. You were one of 100 foster kids in the home. I hope you're well, blah, blah, blah. I have some photos. And I was like, oh, I'd love to see the photos. Sent me some photos. Lovely. Talked back. Hope you're well. Take care. Lovely lady. She didn't hurt me. But I wondered, what a weird message to get from two people from that family and that home. And my husband said, maybe someone's dying. Maybe his parents have passed away. Maybe the parents are sick. Maybe he's sick. Maybe guilt's come up. Maybe, I don't know. And I would like to consider myself, I'm a nice person. I'm a forgiving person. Fuck, I'm a therapist. I'm a coach. Like, our work is about forgiveness. People do the best they can with what they have. I believe that sick people that do sick things, there's something that went on for them or someone did something to them that they then did back to someone else. A lot of these people that become abusers or whatever, if you go back to their childhood, they've been abused or they've been sexualized or something has happened. Is it okay that they do this? No, I am not saying it's okay. But from my standpoint of service and how I help people and my therapy background and my coaching background, I can completely understand where they come from. I do not agree, but I can understand. And so it's hard for me to close the door on someone for redemption or not listen to someone who possibly wants to apologize, but I just can't. I didn't have the capacity. And then I went to my therapist and I was like, what do I do with this? What am I meant to do with this? I had some other information that I won't talk about on the podcast because it's not my story to share, but some other information about a family member and a sexual abuse. And I'm like, what am I meant to do with this? And my therapist said to me, you're not meant to do anything with this. You are allowed to not be Coach Erica. You are allowed to not be Therapy Erica. You don't have to forgive this person. You don't have to be there for them. You don't have to help them feel better about their mistakes. You don't have to help them recalibrate the past so that they can be at peace. That's not your job. And it's hard to hear that when you give a shit about humans and your work is about supporting people to heal and to do their work. It's hard to hear that. Somebody else needs to hear that here. So whoever that is, take it. It's not your job to make peace or help them make peace. It's not your job to give anybody who hurt you in the past closure. If you desire to do that, amazing. But I don't have the bandwidth or the capacity. In my childhood, at one of the biggest moments for me, it was big. It was a big wound that is still around. She's still there. I go to her as much as I can. I've went to her multiple times. I laugh when they're like, I've done my work. I did the work already, air quotes. And I laugh like, okay. Like, you've done it already? Please. How many times have I visited my closet where I hide? I'm in the closet hiding and I go into the closet to meet my little self. Hey, I'm so sorry. You didn't know. It's not your fault. How many times I've visited her? I can't say I've already worked on that, because if it still brings tears and it still bothers me and it still affects me, there's still more there. And that's okay. You're a freaking human. You're not meant to be like, I'm all good. Cool. I tried to do that in the kitchen. I genuinely didn't have a reaction, but I feel like it was kind of like when my husband passed away and I got told, and I was like, what am I supposed to do? And I couldn't cry and I couldn't do anything. I was like stuck. What am I supposed to do? And they're like, oh, you don't have to do anything, darling. And I'm like, but what do I do? Like, I was just frozen. And I think that's what happened to me in the kitchen. Like, I froze. Like, okay. Let's keep writing emails. Let's keep going. And then 10 minutes later, obviously the waterworks came and I kind of broke and I felt, I don't know what I felt, to be honest. I don't know if I felt, how dare you? I don't know if I felt like, get away from me. I don't know if I felt like, I don't want to forgive you. You don't deserve that. Don't come over here asking for that shit. I forgot about you. Stay forgotten. Interesting. And I wanted to share it because when you think everything's behind you and it's all good and you've done your work and you're amazing and everything's working well, that 2025 was my year, I was flying. Here comes this bomb that I didn't ask for. And I now have to go, why? What was the point of that? What did that come for? And I don't know why that came. But when I think about it from my perspective of my therapist, I think it came to teach me that I don't have to reconcile him. I don't have to save him. I don't have to be nice to him and accept the apology or ask for the apology or give him any time. I know I'm a nice person. I know I'm forgiving. I know that I'm kind and I know that that's who I am. But I don't have to do anything for him. And to actually feel that, to take that in, to own that, and to action that, not doing anything for him, was huge. Not saying thank you, not following up. There's like this responsibility, kindness, be a nice person, do the right thing that's in me that is a beautiful quality to have. I think we should have that quality. But it's inappropriate for this person. And it's inappropriate for little Erica to have to be polite, supposedly, to do the right thing, supposedly, to forgive and forget, supposedly. And I don't hold on to anger. I've let everything go. I know everyone does the best they can with what they have. I believe that everything that happened for me happened to me. I believe every part of it was meant to be a part of my story because it's made me who I am, and I'm grateful for who I am, the good and the bad, the hard, hard shit that has happened to this mind and this body and this person that you see here. Like, I'm so grateful for it. I would never have chosen it for myself. But I know that it's made me who I am. And so with that, I will continue to workshop in therapy if it pops up. Because my part of me, I think the problem that I was having and why I'm sharing this is part of me wants to be like, does he remember? Does he know? And I gaslit myself for a minute, which is pretty fucked up. For a minute in the kitchen, I was like, maybe none of that actually happened. Maybe he's a nice guy. What was I thinking? Maybe nothing. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. It was like I was having a conversation with three parts of myself. Like, what the hell are you talking about? Of course that happened. I remember. You remember. What are you talking about? How could you say that? And then this other part of me was like, I don't know. I don't know. Like, he's reaching out. So should we try to talk to him? Maybe he wants to apologize. Maybe he doesn't remember. Like, that's my fucking fault. It's not my problem. I don't know if you heard the saying, not my circus, not my monkeys. That shit's not my circus. That shit's not my problem. And so many of my clients ask me, how do you deal with life when hard shit happens and you've been doing your work and you're trying to be good and you want to continue to do your work, but you don't want to let your life get in the way, or you don't want to let bad things stop you from living your life and being who you came here to be. This is how. I don't fucking know, friend. This is what I did. I'm getting therapy. I'm talking to my husband. I have an outlet, you. I am not responding to the email. I deleted the email. I'm not letting my mind go, where did he find it? How did he get it? Where does he live? I may have done a fucking LinkedIn search. That's for sure. I may have done a search for the name and then went, whoa, I don't care. What does he look like? I don't care. Where is he living? Don't give a shit. I'm also not scared that they know about my work and that I do a podcast and that I have an Instagram and that I have a WhatsApp and that I have a website and that I'm out there in the world talking about my life. Because guess what? It's my fucking life. And if anyone listening has something to say about my life and the way I share my story, and you got a story, share your angle. By all means. Because I'm sharing mine. And for my friends out there who have a brand, who want to share their story and are worried that their mother or their father or their ex-husband or their kids or their whoever is going to have something to say about it, my love, your story is yours. Your angle is yours. It's true for you, and in someone else's story, their angle is true for them. Cool. I'm not fighting with anyone. I'm merely just sharing my story, the things that are going on for me, the experiences I'm having as I'm having it. Why? Because I'm a human. I'm a human that goes through hardship. I'm a human that questions herself. I'm a human that has these ideas and thoughts just like you. How do we navigate it? I happen to have tools because I've invested in mentorship and coaching and therapy and healing and all kinds of things. And now I'm in university. I'm at college getting my degree in psychotherapy. I'm a certified life coach, done work with Gabor Mate on trauma. I've done so much on trauma. I've healed so much of my trauma and I still have more to heal. Why? Because life continues. I've got two beautiful kids. Something happens to my children, it's going to hurt me. If I get into a car accident, it's going to fuck with me because I've gotten to like seven. If someone I love gets hurt or passes away, it's going to fuck with me. So why do I say that? Because life will always continue. As long as you're here, what you can guarantee is that life is going to be nice and it's going to suck. It's going to be so beautiful and so painful. That's what's coming for us, all of us. I remember listening to Brooke Castillo say, 50% of your life is going to be amazing. And the other 50% is going to be shit. It's going to suck and it's going to be hard and it's not going to be good. Can we be with that? Can we be with life when it hits us hard? Can we be with life when it's amazing? That's what we're looking forward to. And so I, as the queen of confidence, air quotes, as Erica Kramer, who comes here and holds this podcast, who has an incredible community and audience online, I feel like it's my job to not just show you all the perfect, happy, amazing shit about my life, how I'm the queen of confidence and everything's killing it and I'm amazing. No, I want to share me as a person, me as a woman, me as a mother, me as a survivor, me as a victim of child sexual abuse, me as a foster kid, me as a fucking widow, all of me, me as a wife, me as a woman going through my 40s and what that's going to look like. Me with lichen sclerosis. For those of you that know what that is, I did a podcast about my autoimmune condition. Nobody knows I have an autoimmune condition. It doesn't own me, but I do. And I shared about it. And so many of you that have it or think they have it found out about what it is because I shared about it. What the fuck does that have to do with my programs and my offers and my book? Nothing. I'm not trying to sell you shit right now. I'm trying to let you know me. I'm trying to be a human. I'm trying to show my process of living and process of becoming and process of healing. And it's so hard to do. And it feels uncomfortable as hell. And that's real shit. It's not always happy-go-lucky. These fucking influencers that are like, everything's amazing all the time. It's fucking bullshit. I want you to see me at my lowest and I want you to see me at my highest. And I want you to celebrate when you're at your highest and also know that nothing is wrong with you when you're at your lowest. You're actually a human. So the Life Lesson series got introduced so that I had a place to share my story. I don't know if these episodes are valuable to you or not. Let me know. Let me know. But I struggle with shit all the time. I am not confident 24/7. Half the time, I don't know what I'm doing in motherhood. I'm not an expert in that area. I'm doing the best that I can with the knowledge that I have to love my kids and teach them how to use their mind and the tools that I know I'm trying to pass them down. Trying to be the best wife I can be. I'm not an expert in that. Trying to be the best business mentor and coach to my clients that I can be. Trying to live with integrity and confidence and backing myself and impacting as many people as I can while I'm on this planet, trying to do the best I can. And I know you are too. And so I think vulnerability, realness, rawness, getting metaphorically naked on the internet is my superpower. I'm not scared. I'm not scared for you to see me. I'm not scared for you to hear my stories. I think it's part of the human experience that's so beautiful that connects us more. I think if more people did it, it would make this world better. And so that's what I always promise to do, as I always say, to keep it real and raw with you and let you in. So that happened. And yeah, I haven't heard back from anyone or anything like that. I'm not looking to reconnect with anyone. I'm not looking to shame anyone or blame anyone. I'm just out here sharing my story and the things that shaped me to be who I am today. And like I said, I'm grateful for the shit. I'm grateful for the good, the bad, the ugly, the uncomfortable, the terrible, the scary, the hard, the painful, the sad, and the joy and the gratitude and the happiness and the abundance. And if we can hold all of our emotions and be with them, what a well-rounded experience of this life we will have. I love you. And I thank you so much for rocking with me on this channel, on this podcast. We're about to hit 500 episodes, yo. Like, what are we going to do? Please let me know how we should celebrate. I love you so damn much. And I will see you next week.
Thank you so much for listening. I freaking love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for your ears and your energy and your attention. Thank you for letting me into your world. And thank you so much for listening and tuning in to this podcast. There are so many podcasts you could listen to, and I deeply, deeply, for real, appreciate you listening to mine. Do me one big favor, one big thing. Please share this episode or this podcast with a woman who you know needs to hear this. This is my mission on planet Earth, to serve as many women as possible so that we could show up, stand up, speak up, and create the confidence and the life that we desire. I appreciate you, my love. I will see you on the next episode.